So guys, from the Let's Talk Flag Football, wishing our boy Musty Moss, aka Musty, aka the Stairmaster himself. Exactly. Wishing you speedy recovery, brother. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to see you on the field soon, my guy.
Get well soon, my guy.
Shout out, Musty.
Hey, Musty, man. You'll be back.
Exactly.
Musty, guess what? You don't have to worry about finals.
I tell you, man. More you time, man. More well, time boy.
Oh, my God, hey, we'll see you next season, bro. I love you.
I love buddy. You, my guy.
Love you, brother.
All right, guys. So let's start the episode now. It's, you know, the gang always give you tough love. So get used to that by now. So before we kick off with the episode, I also just want to shout out Uche from the Panthers team, who does our reels when we put out the episode, because the engagement we had this week was very nice. And I love
my biggest op is my God.
See, just in case you are still struggling to know who Uche is the guy who reintroduced himself during the Panthers game despite their loss and getting themselves out of the competition. So yes, that's who Uche is. So shout out to you for helping out with the media for the podcast.
Yeah, okay, shout out to my prodigy. No, he didn't have the one with the shirt, you know.
The one that
him. You know, the Panthers
the shirt
guy who
I said, allow me to reintroduce myself. When,
you get me? And he got knocked out of the playoffs, that guy. Yeah, that's
yo! Yeah, yeah. Respect to him.
Touchdown,
regardless.
He changed his team's fate. You know,
he said, should I wait to the end? I'm finished.
Yeah, I tell you, man.
Because now he just looked goofy, man.
No,
hey,
I swear, man. Like,
see this up. See them.
I told you we're gonna cook you, boy.
told you. Stop it.
I promised him premium cooking.
Oh my god!
Like, I mean, like last knockout celebration was just like you did that to yourself. Like, really,
hey,
that.
You get me. You got your team knocked the fuck out. That's what
yo!
You
yo.
Hey.
Like, this is going the opposite of everything else.
No. I mean, I promise you, because then I saw Uche on Sunday. Uche was like, yo, how did we spend so much time, you know, talking about the 1 minute drill and everything, you know? And he just returned from injury. I was like, yeah, that's on Uche. I got you. I got something cooking for you this week. Uche, you got dinner served late on our time.
Uche, don't mind him. Don't mind him.
Love you, my guy, man. Honestly, I appreciate you, man.
So, yes, thank you for that. So, in case you don't know about the Instagram handle, it's called Let's Talk Flag Football. Go follow and catch up with the content from the podcast. So,
if
now we're going to
know by now, then.
Exactly.
Before we even say another thing as well, actually, Uche is, to me, one of the best photographers and videographers out there. Like,
actually,
think AAR Sports. The man does a fantastic job. Go follow him if you can, guys. Seriously, man. The man does have the shot.
Yeah,
no, seriously. Like, the man is. He's good at his job.
Man, you're glazing. You're glazing, bro.
You know, credit where credit is due. I always say it.
No, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
For sure. Man.
See, they should be used to the gang behavior by now. Right, so we're gonna kick off with a little recap of how the season has gone in case you have been sleeping under a rock. Next Sunday is championship game, so just before we finally close off, I was gonna do a little recap and over to you.
We're just gonna say like moments you remember from the season, because I think what I remember first beginning of the season was that Dragons and Panthers overtime game. That was so good. And we're
that's
like,
how the season started.
That was how the season started. Like, they came out like, we're like, okay, this shit is real. Like, it's like that advertised. Because you know how we're saying, is it going to be different from scrimmages? The energy going to drop? But, like, that game just showed, over time, in the first game, I was just saying, like, yeah, this season is going to be a wild one. So, yeah, that was the first thing I think I could remember. What have you guys?
Energy, running behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh,
and I remember this because I'm pretty sure he made the cut as under 20.
I hope they line the line of scrimmage very clearly this time. Probably use extra.
Oh my days!
Yeah, so those way it is.
Yeah. I think for
but
me,
yeah, energy.
I think for me, it was Esther's catch, that one hand catch that she had.
Oof.
During one of the Dragons games. So yes, I'll still keep thinking of any other thing I remember.
Lou, we know that you only remember your team, the things that happened.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I was just about to mention another one.
Outside.
Can I now mention or I speak on Titan? You people don't remember or
was it big six, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was so quiet.
Yeah. Who were his mouth team people? I don't even remember this. Yeah, it was the big six, the only score that they had in that game.
Stuff you remember is that Razor's.
Oh, Lou, why did you mean the only score we had in that game? Why would you just come out here and be lying without any form of.
No, it wasn't the only score now, have I?
Who mind that? And it wasn't Warren that picked, it was AJ that had the pick.
The pick six?
No,
I missed another game.
That was not that same game. It was a different
misinformation. Misinformation.
Sorry.
Dangerous.
I'm not.
As I said,
dangerous.
Lou is only inside your circle.
Please. It's not like that. I remember other people as well.
Wait, so are we just mentioning randoms or
random
games? Yeah, just randoms.
Random. Yeah, I mean those Razor's catch. What else?
I remember when Lou didn't play because he didn't tell her the jersey they were wearing.
You know, things like that, you can never forget them.
So pissed. But Dragons, don't worry.
No one's paid to the soul.
We'll settle that matter outside.
I remember teams that started at the bottom, and guess what? They're here now.
Ooh. Nah, boo, boo. That's a shitty memory. No one remembers that. Fuck that.
Wow.
And I remember teams that were just at the bottom. I remained at the bottom.
What? Who's talking about the Raptors? That's crazy. What?
I'm crying.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Nah, this season was very interesting. And like,
no, bro. See ya. Odi, I'll tell you one thing, man. This season has been one for the books because it's been a lesson that no matter how much you know, you don't know enough. And no matter how little you know, you might know just enough at the same time. I think seeing teams go crazy, we always said it's like, you need more than just star power to play this game. Then LA went 8-1, scrapping that notion. We said, oh, no, you know, we can never, you know, a team can never, this team is too experienced, this team is too, you know, we expect them to at least finish mid-table. Finish 1-8. Oh, this team is too... It's so under-experienced. You know, the champions are going to make it back to the playoffs. Knocked out. Finished 7th or 8th. I can't even remember. So that's one thing this season is the beauty of football. We got to experience football at a level that we have not seen in a very long time. Proper organized football. Seeing our ladies dominate at levels that were insane. Doing things that we have never, never had the privilege of seeing. From Uju reminding everyone to rewind the clock and say she is still the one, to Razor being a dog out there jumping as high as she could to first of all catch the ball.
That was behind
down with teeth.
You know, to seeing
Mofe blowing a kiss to
seeing Mofe, to seeing what field in the last game our lady went gave shit.
Theo's pick.
Golden, like it's just been a season where everyone who was a coach or a manager in this game, you literally had to scrap your whole plans because some things we were just seeing were just extraordinary. Like I don't think I've ever seen a season like this, and I think that's the beauty of our game, where no matter you go into a game thinking, yeah, you know what? It's going to be a good game. Nope. Mercy rule. We off. Early break.
We home.
Going into another game, thinking to yourself, yeah, favorites have to have this one. Boom. They're out. It's been a
and then having a creature like Titi Castell coming out of Raptors where people are thinking, what is this team?
Rising stars.
left and right.
You know, Monier, Titi Casted, Utibe Titi as casted. Well.
She don't cast.
I tell you, man, just seeing some of our rookies shining. The girl on Warriors, Luli. Luli, coming to fruition. Ife on the Mavericks, Kemi on the Mavericks. Honey's a vet. But yes. Seeing her finally come out of the trenches, that was Dragon Warfare, and shine brightly, you know.
No,
seeing players like that,
you also need to understand that, like, some people need, like, they're in their stars, but just not in
the right
place. Yeah, they're not in the right place to make them shine, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's not saying that the team is bad or the team is no. It's like each person just needs to find their own space, their own, like, you know, place to shine. And see, you know, she finally found it.
That's the perfect segue. The reason why I say it's a perfect segue is free agency is coming up, guys. If you feel you are that diamond in the rough, but currently you're not being, you know, you are the frog that is yet to find the prince. You are out there, male or female, thinking that in your situation currently, there are nine other homes for you. Nine other places where your talents will be greatly needed. Nine other places where your skills will be truly put to the test. So don't feel obligated to a space. Like what has rightly said, Taiwa has been in this league for God knows how long. Honey has been in this league for God knows how long. Nobody knew who she was. All of a sudden, she goes to the Panthers, where she's an asset, and boom, she's the next best thing since sliced bread. Everyone is even somebody calling her a rookie. You get what I mean? Same thing with KG of last season. These things happen. So, yeah, whatever situation you're in, if you feel underutilized, you feel underappreciated, trust me, there are nine other situations that might be out there. But again, you've got to do your research.
Then it could also be a position, because there's people like Password, who was the Russia that we just knew. There was this Russia, but we didn't know his name, like that. And then he joined the wide receiver, and then everyone knew Password, Toby, this and that. So, why we're also mentioning this?
No doubt. Like, you know, also understanding that, okay, look, on this team, they, you know, joining this team, they're like three different people that play the same position as me. Is that really like a situation that I really want to be in? You understand? And then also, you also need to understand that, okay, in this position, you have a Balumi K Usman that is there already. Do I want to go and join that, you know, join that lineup? Or can I find another place to flourish? You know, these are things that you also need to consider when you're trying to pick a team. It's not just about, this team looks pretty on, you know, on.
You get me, brother. I tell you, because there's too many people that are like that. All they see is one.
Yeah, because if everybody's like, just like, oh, I want to be on the team that looks good on paper, a lot of people are not going to play.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. And then guess what? You'll now be upset. Why am I not getting a chance to play? So I tell you, there are many situations out there. Many situations out there.
Has to be worrying about, you know, appeasing you instead of worrying about, you know, the actual game.
Bro, like, you know, bro. And one thing I've learned so far about this season, is, especially from the coaching standpoint, is misery likes company.
Yeah.
When things are not going well is when everybody has a solution.
Everyone's got an opinion.
You get me. Sheo knows exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. But when things are going well, everyone wants to play as well, because the first thing they think to themselves is, I mean, you're bad enough already, so why don't I just try? You know? That's the mentality. I don't think I've learned that. I would say sometimes, for me in particular, what I learned from this season has been that I would rather a good loss than a bad win, because a bad win has the ability to taper over too many cracks. And that's why you start to realize that, again, we'll talk about this in game review section, because we know why Ellie lost that game. They lost that game because of situational football.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. Hey, yo,
it's all I'm saying.
I will not speak.
All right, that's enough recapping.
But that's the thing. But then again, when in many other places you can be explosive, you can blow teams away, you don't get to teach your team certain moments, saying, okay, you know, when the 1 minute warning, you have to step out of bounds. When we are in this particular part of the field, just, you know, like having to teach your team things like that, sometimes it'll also help you understand and tell them, but they win. Sometimes it can taper away. So I think that's one thing I've learned from this season. It's just, what you must always believe in, no matter what, is your process. If you have no process, you will never recover. But once you have a process and you have a way of doing things, trust in it, have people around you that believe in it, and again, no matter how long it takes, when the time comes, the honey is always the sweetest.
Wishy. All right. So before we proceed,
hey,
yo,
that
as well,
was bars. Even I wasn't ready.
That was tough.
I was
there like, Jesus Christ. I gotta sign autographs now. Some shit. Watch out.
Now,
he could.
Before we proceed, I also like to shout out to all our guests who have come on the show as well. Starting from our very own commissioner and league owner of Showtime.
Chairman.
To a business meeting, and I was like, wow.
Yo, we got school in that day.
And then next up, we had Stonto, who came on the show.
Hey, we brought some stars, you know.
And then, and then we had the two human beings from Spartans, who they end their right to play their chant on the episode. Toye and Miracle, who came on the show as well.
Menaces.
I know. And then we had Jimmy from LA and Big Seven. Jimmy.
Sorry, broski.
And Big Seven.
I know.
Much love, love and life.
As in Big Seven. And then we had Ini.
Big Seven.
We had Ini from Titan.
Ini we did have Ini.
Our last guest was Big Trust from Rebels.
Big Trust.
Wait, who's Big Seven?
Israel. Shit.
My name is Isaac.
Hey, yeah, they run through the biblical names, man. Ezekiah, Ezekiel, Israel. I trust it. One of them goes speak, right?
So yes, and then also shout out to all the guests that we probably were supposed to have on the episode for one reason or the other, but couldn't pull through. Yo, shout out to you.
Yeah, you bitches bailed on us. We're gonna be bigger, better.
You're lost.
I don't know what's going on with my co-host.
I'm sure most of you didn't make the playoffs, bastards.
Now you have more than enough time on your hands.
Exactly, to make the next episode, niggers.
Can we continue the episode?
I'm sorry, guys. I had a very long day.
These things happen, we know.
All right.
That's what we're doing, felicitations. That's okay. So thank you, like we said, to all the real niggers, you know. Those who came through, we appreciate you. Those who didn't come through,
holding it down,
you know, and not saying I'm not saying, man, fuck all y'all.
Statistically, which episode with which guest?
We'll never invite them again. Okay. So far, let's go our MVPs.
So far, let's give out their ones.
So far in the running, let's see. Jimmy's own had where's it? Oh, okay, that's 99.
99 million listens. That's crazy, Jimmy.
That's wild.
Whoa! Oh my God! Damn.
The one closest to that. let's see, is this Baby Dragon and Salt? But I don't think we had a guest that week with them coming. Did we have a guest? Oh yeah, oh wow, the one we had with, sorry, 1 minute, I forgot I didn't put the title in the first part.
Yeah, guys, this is what we
the one we had with Spartans, the Spartans people. So the one we had Spartans, that one was 101 I don't know maths again.
Wow, 101 billion people. My God,
what's going on? Oh my God.
Wait!
Yo, add niggas. You gotta give us get complacent ads.
Okay, 113. So
that has gone up.
These are insane
numbers. And then numbers.
The beginning episode, that one was 57 plus 48. What's that?
7 billion? Wow. This is shocking.
But yes, yeah, so actually, the Spartans, yeah, so our highest, as highest, listening episode with a guest on is the A Showtime segment.
Our LVP.
So Baby Dragons and Studs, where we had the guest Toye and Miracle come on the show. So all you other guests that keep saying, I was the best. This is what the best do.
Wow.
Yes.
That's shout out to our LVP, like Shimon said. I don't know what the fuck the LVP stands for, because
losers,
you better not stand for Let's Talk
whatever,
Flag Football.
Whatever,
that's the whole fucking L.
How they're in the fucking finals?
No, not them. No, he's talking about the other guys that they're starting to meet up with.
I'm crying. I'm surprised. I even Big Trust.
I know.
Yeah, that was
Jimmy's almost close, but yeah,
Jimmy's. I was shocked. I thought Big Trust would be like top.
Yeah,
but then again, guys, it shows you guys got to keep pushing.
It's still pushing.
Exactly.
Well, that one's healthy. Still there.
It's over.
Is still there, so yes, those are the stats from our guests that came.
Anything? Shout out our guests, man. We really appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time out, you know, listening to us rumble, mumble, jumble, and do all of that shit together, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
So what next is on?
Definitely.
I have the Q&A section. All
right.
It's funny you guys even know the questions because I typed them here. First one. Damn. But yeah, easy one. Your most exciting play from this weekend?
Rachel.
That is exciting for some people.
God, James, I'm big.
Of course, it's exciting if you're a Rebels player.
Yes, I'm it is own. You should say your own. What's your own?
Everything can be a YouTube trial.
That's cool.
That's all of his Zara, exciting that's play. Brazy. I mean, there's
no, do you hear what Zara said? That is brazy.
That's everything Kenny did.
That's actually crazy as fuck.
I like the energy that there isn't to respond to this question. I hope I can answer too. Larry and Sean,
you know what my most exciting play was?
What?
Was O2's pick and him doing the sue. That was crazy.
Oh.
I think John
that pick. That pick was like, yo. I saw that, like, yo, I've seen that shit like 20 times. You know, the thing was, he also didn't want to jump, so there's no jumping with female. Like, he stood.
This dude. That
shit for results.
Wait, how many picks did he get?
Dude, we had two picks.
Man, nigga.
I tell you.
Like, the first one, and then you see him lining like pre-snap. Like, he's playing that, like, that's his safety spots. And then the second
I feel like one of the picks where he really baited this guy that time.
And Kenny actually throws the ball. Like,
yeah, he baited him die.
Me know, like, why did you throw that? Like, why did you try the thing?
But he said, respect me.
Nah, he said, don't play, man. Don't play. That was a crazy one.
Nah, but that second pick, I still think it could have been avoided, but
yeah. What do I know? The second pick to me was, but yeah, we'll get to it.
But what do I know?
Hey,
exactly.
Damn Titans.
Nah, my favorite was my first touchdown, man.
Oh yeah.
Right, that was my exciting.
What was the first touchdown?
No, Theo's touchdown was my favorite. God damn.
Theo's touchdown on that scene, on that old.
Yo, Theo.
Whoa. That was cold. Jesus.
That was nasty. I was like, yo, Theo came to eat today.
Like, she was playing.
Yeah. That's probably the best game I've ever seen from Theo.
She was, like, those deep balls. I'm playing.
Yo, she had a pick as well. Now she had like a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Like, she just went
I think
crazy.
She had a pick.
Whoa, she had that pick. That pick was my most exciting play. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she had that pick.
Yeah, she had that pick. Pick was amazing.
She juked. Nah, man, nah.
She
stepped out of bounds, yeah?
No, she just, I think she did step on the line.
I think she got
No. The play was called back for something.
Right. It was called back, and then Otunaga got the pick. Right.
Yes.
It was called back.
Yeah, I remember everyone was not doing boo or something.
Offside, sorry. It was called back.
Offside.
So they had to replay the snap.
Yeah.
Even
Mofe had a pick that they called back.
Yeah, because I remember they were saying they tried cancelling to something.
Picks
so.
Mofe.
Yeah.
Wait. So basically, Kenny threw.
That's what people are saying, that he went to his reset in panic.
Kenny
of the game
was either a pick or almost pick.
Guys, don't worry, we'll get to game review.
Yeah. Let's do this exactly. See this one. It's just here to laugh.
Next question.
Yeah.
What surprised you the most this weekend?
I mean, everything Kenny did.
38-0.
Yeah.
Everything Kenny did.
0 in the first half.
That's my
no. I know what surprised me this week. LA's defense still being that defense from game one, where everyone just kept saying, fix that defense,
Worse. Like, genuinely, I think that was even going to be my...
And if anything, they
I did not expect it to be good, but I thought, like, if a team can put up 41...
They only proved the point that offense will win you games, but defense will win you championship. That's just what they proved on Sunday. So,
like, in a playoff game, if you score 40+, you ideally should win that game. Like, it's...
Titans scored 40. Titans scored 42. And it won. So I mean, it still stands.
No, but you don't expect a team that scores plus 40 to lose it. Like, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
We're gonna go to game discussion, guys. What's your surprise?
You, but if the other team is scoring plus 42, then
yeah, you're right.
Like,
what that kind of.
So, what are we thinking as? What is your surprise play?
What's your surprising play?
Oh, play.
No, I said what Kenny did.
I said everything Kenny did. The same as first answer. Everything Kenny did.
Okay, man. Don't be angry.
Actually, no. Usman's
game.
Usman's game or his team? Because it's one thing to say
Usman's game as a player.
So surprise you good or surprise you bad?
Great. Amazing.
All right, that's just what.
Wonderful.
Because he knew he wasn't going to be doing that early. Just drop the ball for stunts.
No, Zara, you can't say he knew. You can't say he knew because it's Usman. So all of a sudden, you're there like, is Usman going to be Usman? But legitimately, I was in awe. He actually played
the hell of a game.
He did.
Rushed it.
Rema was on clutch.
Until the fourth quarter.
Don't worry, we'll get to game review. We'll get to game review.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
Shall we just say your own?
No, I said like the Usman play was mine.
Okay.
I was so impressed, right. Man.
What's your next question?
I don't know how to feel about this one, but your worst three players from this weekend.
I have mine. I have to go.
I mean, it's hard to just pick one from this any difference because it's like who should go first. It's like there are so many very viable options.
I tell you who should go first.
Nah, on train, I think.
Please let me go.
Train is number one. Times three.
Any other times?
I have seen a coverage player play. Like such bad coverage, like everything, like the Rebels kept on running the same play at some point because there was always someone there open.
Yep.
Like it was just too like I have not seen that bad from someone that I knew was.
It's too experienced. True.
Yeah.
It was an argument for one of the best defenders in the league. You're right.
point. Yeah, right. Like it was really bad to see.
Ruka Ayata had a touchdown on moving train. Did he
like, it's so crazy that we have been saying this thing during their second game, Abi third game, when I said, oh, what he's been doing lately is just escorting people. Y'all were laughing. Look at it. Now he's opening the curtain. He's no more escorting.
Who is it that said, come wait, in. Hold on. It was it Larry or Barry that said that more like stationary train?
It was Barry.
Yeah.
It was Barry, because Barry's not
even I could, even if it was me, I ain't saying I said that shit. I'm gonna put a target on my head. Fuck that. It was Barry that definitely said
this. What's the second one? Show, maybe we'll steal it from you too as
the
well.
Part- Train packed his train, like
train was horrible again. Everything Kenny did, so
okay. Jesus. Wow.
Sorry, so, Kenny.
You're number two.
I respect you as a QB, wallahi.
But you cannot throw five picks in like in a playoff game, bro.
Seven or eight.
Wait, what?
Come on.
I think it was.
So why if you count all the ones they cancelled, yes, but
they cancelled now.
We have to count only the one that they didn't cancel. Yeah.
You can't do that. Like, we were just like, bro, and I know you listen to the podcast because, bro, we were just clowning Bellumi just the other day, bro. Like, bro, we were just clowning
Bellumi. Like, I have to get in there
around and did this. Like, bro, come on, nah, Z.
Mm-mm. And there were no like clear receiver bubble like picks.
Exactly. That's not true.
I'll keep my comments on game review.
Okay, it's true. Oh yeah, show your number two player.
My number two. Still the Spartans team. But I think you'd be more to flash this time.
You mean Titans?
Yeah.
Really? You're putting Flash on that list?
Why?
I'm
why
do you just say just because he played like that team?
Just because like, the question is actually why. For the weekend. It doesn't mean like
it's for the weekend. Like,
I'm curious to know why. As in, for train, we all agreed. We all could say yes. But I'm wondering why you put Flash on this list.
Because like that is Flash's team. Like you can't see, like we're past the point where we see that team and we see this and that. And that
Flash is the defensive coordinator.
Same thing is happening in that team. Especially in a playoff game like this, where Flash and everything.
Flash is a defensive coordinator. Let's. Did you guys not see Okiki's one-handed?
I saw it. I was part of my. But we already.
Flash should have been there. He was. He ran right behind Flash. Right behind him. It was too easy. Okay. It was too easy.
All right. So
I think even him too. He would evaluate himself. In that he would see the film and see what happens. I think really just that team probably either when they're ill prepared or either.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Into number three. So,
three again.
It's three.
What's his name? Is it Bearded God in LA?
Giovanni.
At some point, Giovanni. You know, at some point, I was like, I'm busy the glasses. Even Usman said, Abi made them come out the glasses. I said, because I don't really understand why it's not seen.
Right. It was just,
my number three. My number three is not necessarily a player or whatever, but it's Titans management. Who told them Kimbo could rush Femi?
Ah, it's that God. Now, what do you mean?
When? Of which season?
Well, to be fair, I think Femi tried an incompletion on the pass play he rushed. So maybe he was going to have support. Maybe that's what he thought. I don't know.
Nah, like, Kimbo could not keep up with Femi.
I don't think he rushed him for many snaps.
I didn't think, like they wanted to put pressure. The whole point of why Titans did that, they changed the rusher because he didn't start as rusher.
What did he start?
He did not start as rusher. Their main rusher is actually fucking good. Anyway,
that's yeah, what happened to, what's his name? Is it Sammy or Sam? What was his name?
I don't know.
He's there.
Did he play?
He probably started. I don't even know. I think, you know what, guys, let's game reviews today.
Yeah, game reviews. Okay. Me, I have my other player. My third player, 20. Can I say? 20! Don't know what you're looking for in the back. That back, that you're looking for it in Cancun. I hope you're seeing it well. That's my own.
Not on his birthday. Calling him out on his birthday. I'm dying.
Shout out to him.
Exactly. Shout out to him.
Now he has like
prosperity, but
party.
Maybe you might have to like chill sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
You know exactly what I mean.
Odi, Larry, do you guys have any other players to add to this bucket?
I don't think there are any more questions. Just the IG ones.
That's some response from the post for questions on our IG page. And someone says, I guess it's safe to say the Rebels landed in LAX. What's LAX?
Oh,
Los Angeles.
No, that's bars.
That's good. That's good shit. That whoever you are, you could.
Then someone says, all that talk about we give this team Messi, we gave that team Messi. It was a poetic ending. Oh, so I'm guessing it's like the title saying all that talk about.
It was a poetic ending. Yeah, jeez. It was very poetic. It was quite poetic.
Yeah. And then the last one here says, are the Rebels still pretenders? Are y'all still ops apart from Odi and Larry? What's all this? Who typed this? Odi or Larry?
What's Odi and Larry? I don't like all these accusations. Exactly. Because I picked Rebels.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Rebels. They said, no, are the Rebels still pretenders?
Oh, yeah, you did. Last minute. You did.
Not last minute.
It was last minute.
Let me read it again for Larry. Although he's trying to pretend he's not the one that typed it. He said, are the Rebels still pretenders? Are y'all still ops apart from Odi and Larry? Eh? These two people. That's who
as in menace.
Absolute nonsense. But yes.
Did Larry not say like the Angeles would?
He did.
No.
Oh, you.
No,
this life. This life.
I said, my heart.
This life. But it's okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
No. What they're talking about is when we did contenders versus pretenders.
Well, that's all we got from our IG.
No, I picked Panthers. Panthers are the
people. So, but for a fact, if I just get serious.
They say, you know what? Don't get it twisted. You go catch your bullets.
I don't think out because of nowhere,
they were silent.
Well, for fact of bullshit, yes, I know there was one. Bullshit. So what?
If Ellie will win a playoff game.
Did we?
Well, what did you say?
Yeah, if they will win.
Bullshit. If Ellie will win a playoff game. We had a fact on bullshit for New Jersey's. We had one.
What did I say? I said it was bullshit.
We had one for bye week.
I said it was facts.
Oh yeah, we had one for bye week actually.
I said it was a fact.
Turns out to be fact.
Yeah. And then another one was at the top of the table. Another one that said the top of the table is a curse because the people at the top of the table.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's the curse. It's the curse of the bye week.
Yeah.
Curse of the bye week.
Turned out to be facts.
So guys, you don't understand.
Yeah, let me tell an interesting fact. Do you know that? Like all football fables or all football curses came to pass this week.
Yep. If you won the said, team during regular season, you can't beat a team twice.
You can't beat a team twice. They did both teams that beat lost. So that means that as it stands, Rebels to lose the final. Because Rebels beat the Spartans in regular season.
If that curse is still active.
If the curse is still active. So Rebels are the ones to break the curse. I know, Odi just went quiet. He was there like, yo, fuck that.
I was like, shit.
This nigga's out there spinning facts.
Ooh,
this is mad facts right
see,
now.
See, Spurs has my ticket. You should just not go and do any nonsense. Don't go and win.
I guess it's a game thing.
Don't go and win.
Let me tell you the truth. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, like, I hear what you're saying, Larry, about the whole, like, you know, you don't beat a team twice. But the truth is, finals is usually different. Like, it doesn't have, like, you know, it's different. It's like a different.
Apart from that,
I'm trying to believe something.
Really rambling out there. What are you saying there?
What's that mean? What they say? Let me explain or something. That's it right now.
The only thing that can help you is if these patterns wear New Jersey. If they wear New Jersey, Ojoro Castle, Ojoro, it will be fair game.
Let me tell you the truth. There is nothing. Absolutely nothing that is going to stop us from getting that ring. Facts.
See this man that has missed how many episodes coming at the end of the season.
Forget. I'm spitting facts right now, bro.
Okay, Pastor Odi.
Spartans that they are believing. So there's nothing they can do. We are getting that ring.
This nigga started again.
Okay,
exactly. I like that answer. I'm tapping into that.
Congrats to you guys. You guys made it through. You guys played wherever you played. Fantabulous. You did your thing. But bro, it's the finals.
That's why we're going into game discussion. Don't worry. You rally your people up now. That was not our request. We had a particular request last episode. I don't know why nobody's listening. And then you went to who asked for Moyoko? Whatever.
Who did we ask for last week?
Is it Odumodu Black or something?
Odumodu.
Oh, your mandate. It's not by your one stream. It is said that by your one stream.